头出于人的都留在十字架那一边。
So what is in the church is none but Christ.
所以在教会里面完全是基督。
But the lampstand is just a lampstand.
灯台只是灯台。
It is not a light.
它不是光。
The lampstand is not an end. It is a means to an end.
灯台不是那个目的，它只不过是一个中间物。
The purpose of the lampstand is to uphold light.
灯台的目的乃是要在那里乘着这个灯。
The lampstand is for the light.
灯台是为了灯。
Not for itself.
不是为了它自己。
The lampstand is a vessel.
灯台呢是一个器皿。
For the testimony of Jesus.
为了耶稣基督做见证。
So that is what the church is.
这就是教会。
So when the church failed in the testimony of Jesus.
所以当教会在耶稣基督的见证上失落了。
Then the lampstand has lost its meaning.
那灯台就失去了它的意义。
So here in Revelation chapters 2 and 3.
所以在启示录第二、第三章里面。
You find our Lord Jesus as the heavenly high priest.
你就看到我们的主耶稣基督乃是天上的大祭司。
He was there tending the seven lampstands.
他在那里，在七个金灯台当中。
And he was there trying to restore its light.
他在那里要恢复他们发光。
And when he realized the situation.
当他看到那种的光景。
At the end of each letter.
所以在每一封书信的末了。
There is the call to overcome.
在那里有得胜者的呼召。
He is calling for overcomers.
他在那里呼召得胜者。
In spite of the failure of the vessel.
虽然那些器皿已经失败了。
In the testimony of Jesus.
而在耶稣基督的见证上失落了。
That testimony has to be maintained.
但那个见证仍然要坚持。
How?
怎么样
？Calling to those who overcome，
呼召得胜者
，to overcome the situation，
胜过当时的环境
，rise above the situation，
哦，能够越过当时的光景
，return to the Lord，
回转归向神
，return to the Word of God，
哦，回到神话语里面去
，return to the headship of Christ，
哦，让基督做头
，return to the lordship of Christ，
转回让基督做主。
Return to love.
转回到爱的里面。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
The all call to overcomers came even at the end of the first century.
哦，叫得胜者从第一世代开始就。
And this call has been going out through the 20th century.
这一个得胜者的呼召一直从第一世纪到第二十一世纪。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Throughout the ages and generations.
哦，在过去每一个年代的里面
，You find there were some people who respond.
你看到有一些人，他们有回应。
The testimony of Jesus,
耶稣基督的见证
，has never gone out in this world.
哦，没有离开这个世界。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，that call is upon us today.
那个呼召今天临到我们。
By the grace of God, let us respond.
哦，因着神的恩典，让我们有回应。
Let's pray，
我们祷告。
Dear Lord，
亲爱的主
，Our heart's desire is to respond to you。
我们的心是在愿意向你的呼召回应。
Make us overcomers。
让我们成为得胜者
，Not for ourselves，
不是为了我们自己
，For your testimony，
是为了你的见证。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus，
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告
，Amen。
Amen。
Will you please turn to 2 Corinthians?
请我们翻开哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
We will read the first 6 verses.
我们读第一到第六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Therefore, having this ministry, as we have had mercy shown us, we faint not.
我们既然蒙怜悯，受了这职分，就不丧胆。
But we have rejected the hidden things of shame, and not walking in deceit, nor falsifying the word of God, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every conscience of man before God.
乃将那些暗昧可耻的事弃绝了，不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道理，只将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己建于个人的良心。
But if also our gospel is veiled, it is veiled in those that are lost.
如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上。
In whom the God of this world has blinded the thoughts of the unbelieving, so that the radiance of the glad tidings of the glory of the Christ, who is image of God, should not shine forth for them.
此等不信之人被世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们，基督本是神的像。
For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus Lord, and ourselves your bondmen for Jesus' sake.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
Because it is the God who spoke that out of darkness light should shine, who has shone in our hearts for the shining forth of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
那吩咐光从黑暗里出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
Revelation chapter 12.
启示录第十二章。
Revelation chapter 12.
启示录第十二章。
Verses 10, 11, and 12.
第十到第十二节。
And I heard a great voice in the heaven saying, Now is come the salvation, and the power, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren has been cast out, who accused them before our God by day and night.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被摔下去了。
And they have overcome him by reason of the blood of the Lamb, and by reason of the word of their testimony, and have not loved their life even unto death.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们随至于死也不爱惜性命。
Therefore be full of delight, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the world, earth, and to the sea, because the devil has come down to you having great rage, knowing that he has a short time.
所以诸天和住在其中的，你们都快乐吧，因为地与海有祸了，因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就气愤愤地下到你们那里去了。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gather together again in thy presence,
亲爱的主，我们再一次聚在你同在里面的时候，
we cannot help But thank thee for this privilege.
我们实在感谢你给我们有这样的特权。
As we think of many in this world who do not have such privilege.
我们知道世上有许多的人没有这样的权利。
Who are we that thou should grace us so much?
我们是谁呢？你如此的向我们施恩。
Dear Lord, as we are in thy presence,
哦，当我们在你面光底下的时候，
we want to tell thee that we do mean business.
哦，我们实在愿意谨慎地在你的跟前。
We do not come here just for a good time.
我们来到这里并不是有一点好的时光。
We come here that we may hear thy voice.
哦，我们愿意来到这里听到你的声音。
We come here that we may know thee.
哦，叫我们能够认识你。
We come here that we may be refreshed and restored in faith.
我们来到这里愿我们的信心得着恢复。
We come here that thou will may be done in our lives as it is in heaven.
我们来到这里实在愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
So Lord, thou who searches our heart, we pray that thou will answer our heart's cry.
哦，主啊，求你查验我们的心，也答应我们心中向你的祈祷。
In these last days, that thou will revive thy work in us.
哦，在这末后的日子，你在我们当中复兴你的作为。
Thou will restore us and recover us.
你复兴也恢复我们。
That we may be faithful witnesses of thy testimony.
哦，叫我们成为你见证那忠心的见证人。
Lord, we want to give ourselves to thee once again.
我们再一次把我们自己都交在你的手中。
We pray that thy Holy Spirit will finish thy good work in us.
求你的圣灵在我们当中做成你的工。
In these last days, Lord, that thou may use us.
哦，在这末后的日子，你能够使用我们。
To maintain thy testimony in this evil world.
哦，来在这个罪恶的世代里面显出做你的见证。
And to bring in thy kingdom.
哦，带进你的国。
Lord, hear our cry.
听我们向你的呼求。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. We do thank the Lord for such a gathering.
我们实在为了有这样的聚集，我们感谢主。
We are here for one purpose.
我们在这里为了一个目的。
We want to know what is the testimony of God.
我们要知道什么是神的见证。
What is the testimony of Jesus Christ?
什么是耶稣基督的见证？
And what is our testimony?
什么是我们的见证？
We have come almost to the last.
我们临到了末了的时刻。
And I really feel that whether we can say,
我不知道我们能不能够这样讲。
We know what the testimony of God is.
我们知道什么是神的见证。
And we know for sure what is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们也清楚知道什么是耶稣基督的见证。
And what is our testimony.
那什么是我们的见证。
So may the Lord just help us.
求主帮助我们。
That these may not be just theories.
哦，虽然这些不单单是一些的理论。
Something that we hear.
是我们听见的。
But we pray that this may be something real.
哦，我们祈求让这些实在能够成为我们的实际。
And it becomes our very life.
成为我们的生命。
Our very ministry unto God.
成为我们在神面前的服事。
In the beginning, we mentioned the word testimony.
一开始我们讲到见证这个字。
Testimony is truth.
见证是真理。
It is reality.
是实际。
It is fact.
是事实。
It is something that has been accomplished.
是已经成就的事。
And it is something that stands firm.
是能够站立不动的。
And that is the objective side of a testimony.
这是见证客观的一面。
But there is also the subjective side of testimony.
但见证仍有它主观的一面。
And that is to say, it is something that we have seen and heard.
就是我们看见也听见的。
We are first hand witnesses.
我们是第一手经历过的。
Because we have seen the truth.
因为我们已经看见那真理。
Because we have seen the reality.
我们已经看见那个实际。
Therefore, we testify of it.
所以我们要为它做见证。
And not only that.
不但这样。
This testimony is not just something that we testify.
这个见证不光光是我们在这里做见证。
We find that this testimony becomes a part of us.
我们发现这个见证成为我们的一部分。
It influences our life.
影响我们的生命。
It changes our life.
改变我们的生命。
And it conforms us to the testimony.
好，叫我们能够给磨成见证的形象。
So the testimony and we become one.
所以见证跟我们合为一。
Now our testimony is nothing else.
我们的见证并没有其他。
But the testimony of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督的见证，就是神的见证。
Because we do not preach of ourselves.
因为我们在这里并不是传讲我们自己。
We preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我们传讲耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And this is our testimony.
这是我们的见证。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
we mentioned yesterday morning,
昨天早上我们提到,
that this testimony is today entrusted to the church.
哦，这个见证今天主托付给教会。
This testimony is so huge, so big, so immense.
这个见证是那么大，那么伟大，那么实在的。
It is so rich.
那是那么丰富的。
That it cannot be borne witness to by just some individuals.
哦，不可能是一两个个人能够把它见证出来。
It takes a whole body to be the witness.
是需要整个的身体来做这个见证。
So we find that on the day of Pentecost.
所以我们知道在五旬节的时候。
When the Holy Spirit came down from heaven.
当圣灵从天而降。
And in one spirit, the 120 believers who gathered in that upper room were baptized into one body.
哦，在楼上的120个人因着一个灵他们就被浸为一个身体。
Now before that,You had 120 individual believers.
在那个之前有120个个别的信徒。
It was a congregation of 120 members.
是120位会众。
I think such congregation is very rare.
这样的会众是很稀有的。
If we have a congregation like this, I think we will be more than satisfied.
如果我们能够有那样的一群的会众，我们应该很满意了。
Because there, among the 120, we have the apostles.
因为在那里有这些的使徒们。
And we have the mother of our Lord Jesus and his brethren according to the flesh.
哦，有主耶稣的母亲，还有主耶稣肉身的兄弟。
And we have also those who knew the Lord and followed the Lord for about 3 years.
我们也有许多跟从主、认识主有三年之久的人。
And we have also women who love the Lord so much.
有一些妇女她们是那么样的爱主。
Now these 120 gathered together in that upper room for 10 days.
哦，这120个人他们聚在小楼上有十天之久。
They gave themselves to prayer with one accord.
他们同心合意的祷告。
But they were 120 individuals.
但是他们是120个的个体。
Gather together.
聚在一起。
But on the day of Pentecost, something tremendous happened.
五旬节那一天有大的事情发生。
The Holy Spirit came down.
圣灵降临。
And in one spirit, they were baptized into one body.
在一个灵里面他们给浸成一个身体。
Now that is the real meaning of Pentecost.
这是五旬节的实在的意义。
And sometimes when we think of Pentecost,
有时候当我们想到五旬节,
and we think of the sound and of the sight,
我们想到那个巨大的声音跟那个情况。
Because on the day of Pentecost, a huge sound like hard breathing filled the room.
因为在五旬节的时候有巨大的声音在那好像喘气的声音在充满这个 房子里面。
And the Holy Spirit came down upon the heads of 120 like tongues of fire.
圣灵就降临在120个人的身上有舌头像火那样。
So we often think of Pentecost as sound and as sight.
所以我们一直以为五旬节乃是大声音跟有特别的意象。
But we believe that these are just complementary.
我们知道这只是附加送给我们的。
The real meaning of Pentecost is here.
真正的五旬节的意义乃是在这里。
In one spirit, they were baptized into one body.
在一个灵里面他们给浸成一个身体。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
from there on, you find these 120.
在那个时候开始这120个人,
even though they are still, they maintain their individual, as individuals.
他们仍然维持是每一个人个体。
And yet, they were one.
但他们是一个。
They were members one of another.
他们是在肢体上彼此在身体里面彼此做肢体。
And to that body, the Lord entrusted his testimony.
在这一个身体的里面主把他的见证托付出来。
They are to proclaim Jesus as Lord.
要宣告耶稣是主。
And they are to be witnesses to the Lord Jesus.
他们在那里为耶稣做见证。
And in the very beginning, you'll find how glorious it was.
在一开始我们看到那是多么的荣耀。
And if we read the book of Acts,
如果我们读使徒行传的话,
the first few chapters,
在前面几章,
we find that on the day of Pentecost,
我们看到在五旬节的时候,
when Peter stood up, the other 11 stood up with him.
当彼得站起来其他十一个使徒也跟他一同站起来。
Even though Peter was a spokesman,
虽然彼得是那个讲话的人,
and yet the 11 stood with him,
那十一个与他一同站起来。
Because they bore the same testimony,
因为他们带着同一个见证。
And on that very day, 3,000 came to the Lord.
那一天就有3,000人信主。
And in chapter 2, verse 42,
在第二章四十二节,
it said they continued in the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles.
说都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
Not only they continually keeping the teaching of the apostles.
他们不单单只是遵守使徒的教训。
And we know the teaching of the apostles is none other but the teaching of Christ.
我们知道使徒的教训乃是基督的教训。
Even though the apostles is in plural number.
虽然使徒是多数的。
There are 12 apostles there.
他们有12个使徒。
And yet their teaching is one.
他们的教训乃是一个。
Because Peter does not have his own teaching.
因为彼得没有他自己的教训。
John does not have his own doctrine.
约翰没有他自己的教导。
James does not have his own theology.
雅各也没有他自己的神学。
Their teaching is one.
他们的教训乃是一个。
They teach what they have received from the Lord.
他们就是教导他们从主所领受的。
So you find that all the believers at that time,
你发现所有当时的信徒
3,120 of them,
3,120 位
they all continue occupied with the teaching of our Lord Jesus.
他们一同继续被使徒的教训来占据。
And they not only keep the teaching,
他们不单只持守这些的教训
but also they continue in the fellowship of the apostles.
他们继续在使徒的交通的里面
and you find here again the apostles are in full number.
你发现在这里使徒是众数的
and yet the fellowship is in singular number.
而那个交通是单数的
It is not that Peter has his fellowship.
而不是说彼得有他自己的聚会
He gathers a few around him
他就找几个跟他接近的
And people say we are of Peter
那些人说我们是属彼得的
No, we find that there is only one fellowship
你发现那里只有一个的交通一个的聚集
And the fellowship of the apostles is the fellowship of God's Son Jesus Christ
使徒们的交通乃是神儿子耶稣基督的交通
As they fellowship with the Father and the Son
当他们与父与子相交的时候
They report what they have heard and seen
他们告诉主他们所看见所听见的
So that we may have fellowship with them
所以我们能够与他们相交
As they fellowship with the Father and with the Son
好像他们与父与子相交一样
So the teaching is one The fellowship is one
所以是一个教导也在一个交通一个聚会的里面
and they break bread and pray
他们擘饼祈祷
how they remember the Lord
他们如此的纪念主
they love the Lord
他们爱主
and they remember the Lord as one
他们在一的里面纪念主
and how they pray
他们如何的祈祷
Not just individual personal prayers
不单只是个人的祈祷
But it is corporate prayer
而是整体的祷告
They pray together as one
他们在一个里面祷告
Now that is the church life
这是教会的生活
And we find how they love one another
我们发现他们怎样彼此相爱
How they met in the temple
他们怎样在在殿里面聚会
Because at that time they do not have their own building
因为当时他们没有他们自己聚会的地方
So they use Solomon's porch
所以他们就用所罗门廊
For the time when they gather together as one
就是他们那样在一殿里面聚集
And how they break bread from house to house
他们在个人家中擘饼
Thanking the Lord
感谢主
And loving one another.
彼此相爱。
Now that was how the church becomes the vessel of the testimony of Jesus.
教会就这样成为耶稣基督见证的器皿。
And their testimony was powerful.
他们的见证是蛮有能力的。
Within 30 some years,
在30年之内,
the gospel has been preached from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria and to the end of the earth.
福音就从耶路撒冷犹太传地撒玛利亚直到地极传开了。
Because at that time Rome is the end of the world.
因为当时罗马的版图直到地极。
It's also the center of the world.
也是当时世界的中心。
So we find that within 30 some years,
所以在三十几年以内,
the gospel of Jesus Christ had already covered the world of that time.
耶稣基督的见证已经当时传遍了那个世纪。
Many came to the Lord.
许多人信主。
Both Jews and Gentiles.
许多外邦人也有犹太人
The Jews and the Gentiles had nothing to do with each other before.
犹太人跟外邦人本来是 不相干的。
But now in Christ Jesus they are one.
但是在基督耶稣里他们合为一。
There is neither Jews nor Gentiles.
不分是犹太人外邦人。
They are in Christ Jesus.
他们都在耶稣基督里。
And what a powerful testimony.
那一个多么有能力的见证。
People look at them.
人看见他们。
And people say, see how they love one another.
看他们是那样的彼此相爱。
The church from the very beginning bore a faithful testimony.
教会从最开始带出啊忠心的见证。
But of course we know the enemy of God was aroused.
我们知道神的仇敌在那里搅扰。
So you find that even at the time of the apostles,
所以我们知道当使徒的时代
the enemy tried to sneak in.
哦，仇敌要跑进来。
First of all, he tried to use persecution.
首先他用着逼迫。
You remember how Stephen was stoned to death.
你知道斯提凡怎样被石头打
He was the first martyr in the church of God.
他是在神教会里面头一位殉道者。
And after that, you find persecution began to spread.
之后你发现逼迫就非常普遍。
And Saul, the Pharisee, was the leader in that work.
扫罗法利赛人他是逼迫教会的首领。
And you find that he will go into houses.
你发现他会到别人的房子里面去。
Seize men and women.
在那里抓这些信奉这道的男女。
And brought them to, the court.
把他们带到哦官府那里。
And sentence them, some even to death.
审判他们有一些把他们致死。
He went to the synagogues.
他到会堂里面。
And he found anyone who believed in the Lord Jesus.
他发现有任何人相信耶稣基督的。
He will force them to blaspheme.
哦，他在那里就强迫他们还不要信。
And the disciples began to scatter.
信徒们就开始四散。
But thank God.
感谢神。
Wherever they went.
不问他们去哪里。
They went with the gospel.
他们把福音也带到哪里。
So you find that because of the persecution,
借着这样的逼迫,
the testimony of Jesus began to spread abroad.
神的见证就给传出去了。
Now the enemy saw it.
哦，仇敌看到了。
And he knew that that wouldn't work.
他知道这个方法不成功。
And so he tried other means.
所以他用其他的方法。
He tried to deceive, put deception into the mind of people.
他就把一些欺骗的思想放在人的心中。
In some places,
在有一些地方。
He tried to pollute the mind of people.
他就在那里用一些的事情来污染人的头脑。
Give them false teachings and heresies.
把一些错误的教导或者是异端给他们
to lead them away from Christ
带他们离开基督
and according to the world
叫他们到世界里面去
according to the wisdom of man
用人的智慧还把他们带走
not according to Christ
不是根据基督
now you find that in the letter to the Colossians
你知道在哥罗西书里面有这样的记载
when they were trying to follow the Lord
当他们要跟从主的时候
when they were trying to seek for perfection
在他们那里要追求进入完全的时候
they were deceived
他们受了欺骗
saying that you cannot find that in Christ
他们说你不能够在基督里面达到
you have to find it in somewhere else
所以你要在其他的地方才能够追求到。
You find it in philosophy.
所以你要在哲学的里面可以找到。
You find it in ritualism.
你可以在一些的传统的一些教导里面来得到。
And also at the same time, you find the enemy try to draw out the flesh that is in the believers.
你也发现仇敌要在信徒们当中把他们的肉体调动起来。
And you find that in 1 Corinthians.
在哥林多前书里面。
Even they were the Lord's.
虽然他们是属于主的。
And yet you find they were carnal.
你知道他们是属肉体的。
And they acted nothing different from the people of the world.
他们与属世的人的行为没有分别。
That the testimony of Jesus might be put to shame.
好，耶稣基督的见证受了羞辱。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
you find that even towards the end of the first century,
直到第一世纪的末了,
at the time of John the Apostle,
使徒约翰的时代,
because all the other apostles have passed away,
因为其他的使徒都已经过去了,
and then you find in the book of Revelation,
在启示录的里面,
that was toward the end of the first century,
那是第一世纪的末了,
and what do you find with the church at that time?
你发现那个时候的教会是怎么样的光景?
How about the testimony of Jesus at that time?
那个时候耶稣基督的见证是如何呢?
You know, the testimony of Jesus was entrusted to the church.
耶稣基督的见证已经托付了给教会。
The church was to bear witness to it.
教会是要为耶稣基督做见证。
But when you read the second and the third chapters of the book of Revelation,
当你读启示录第二、第三章的时候
What do you find there?
你在那里找到什么
Now, here you find John saw a vision.
你在那里看到约翰看到一个异象
He saw seven golden lampstands.
他看到有七个金灯台
That represent the seven churches in Asia.
那代表亚西亚的七个教会
and the Son of Man walking in the midst of the seven lampstands
人子在七个金灯台当中行走
even when our Lord was on earth in heaven now our Lord is in heaven
哦、那个时候我们的主已经在天上
but he is there as our high priest
他仍然在那里做我们的大祭司
he is not only high priest to each one of us individually
他不单只做我们每一个人的大祭司
He is high priest attending his own church
他也是他聚会的大祭司
He is looking in the church for his testimony
他在教会的里面要寻找得到他的见证
Whether the light is still shining
那个灯台是不是明亮
Whether the light has grown dim
或者是灯已经开始熄灭了
and whether it is already smoking
或者在那里已经灭了
and he is trying to restore the light
他在那里要恢复这个光
that is to say he is trying to restore his testimony
他在那里要恢复他的见证
you know what the Lord is looking in the church
主在教会里面在那里寻找
he is looking for himself
他在那里寻找他自己
He wants to find himself in his own church.
他要在他教会的里面找到他自己。
What he has revealed to the church.
他向教会所启示的。
He is trying to find if it is there.
他要在那里寻找到他启示出来的自己。
So you find to each church.
所以你在每一个教会的里面。
There is a revelation of himself.
在那里有他自己启示的一部分
In Revelation chapter 1 you find a vision of our Lord Jesus
在启示录第一章你看到那里有主耶稣基督的启示
And then to each church you find he reminded them of some part of that revelation of himself
每一个教会的里面你就发现有他自己的一部分启示在其中
and that is to say this is what he is looking for
也就是说这是他要寻找的
What he has already revealed
他已经把他启示出来的
What you have seen and heard
你们已经看见已经听见的
This is what he is looking for in his own church
这是他在教会里面要寻找到的
You know the seven churches in Asia
你知道在亚细亚的七个教会
They are chosen to illustrate
他们给拣选出来要说明
because there are many churches in Asia
在亚细亚有许多的教会
aside from the seven churches there are other churches
除了这七个教会以外还有其他的教会
at the end of the first century
在第一世界的末了。
But the Holy Spirit picked out these seven churches.
圣灵就选了这七个教会。
Because these seven churches in one sense represent the condition of the churches throughout the ages.
因为这七个教会就代表了历世历代教会的光景。
And you know, these seven churches can be looked at from different angles.
我们知道这七个教会能从不同的角度来看。
These seven churches are actually seven churches in Asia in the first century.
这是第一世纪在亚细亚七个教会。
And these seven churches, you can look at from a prophetic view.
这七个教会你可以从一个预表从一个预言的角度来讲。
Because Book of Revelation is a book of prophecy.
好，因为我们知道启示录乃是一本预言的书。
So these seven churches represent the churches from the first century to the last.
所以这些的教会也说出了从第一个世纪直到最后。
But also these seven churches, spiritually speaking,
这七个教会从属灵的角度来说，
they represent the churches in the world at every generation and every century.
他们也代表了在这地上每一个时代每一个时期教会的光景。
In the first century, you can find these conditions.
在第一世纪你可以看到这些的光景。
In the 20th or 21st century, you will still see these conditions.
在今天21世纪你仍然看到这不同的光景。
So here, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
what do you find at that time?
那个时候你找到什么？
The letter to the church in Ephesus.
对以弗所的教会。
We know the church in Ephesus has a glorious beginning.
我们知道以弗所的教会有一个荣耀的起头。
When Paul entered into Ephesus.
当保罗到以弗所的时候。
How the Lord did wonderful things there.
神在那，主在那里做奇妙的工作。
The church in Ephesus, it was noted for its love.
以弗所的教会是因着他们的爱而出名。
And therefore, when Paul wrote the letter to the Ephesians from Roman prison,
所以当保罗在罗马的监牢里面写信给以弗所教会的时候，
he was able to share with them the full counsel of God.
他可以跟他们讲神那永远的计划。
Even when he was there,
当他在以弗所的时候，
during that 3 years,
在那三年的期间，
He did not withhold anything from them.
他没有保留任何的东西不跟他们讲。
He shared with them the full counsel of God.
他与他们分享神整个的计划。
And why is it so?
为什么呢？
He couldn't do that with the Corinthian believers.
他不能够对哥林多的信徒讲这些。
But he was able to fully reveal what God has revealed to him to the Ephesian believers.
他可以对以弗所的信徒讲神给他启示里面的一切。
And not because the Ephesians are more intelligent than the Corinthians.
并不是说以弗所人比哥林多人更聪明。
As a matter of fact, the Corinthians were noted for their cleverness.
因为哥林多的人是以他们的智慧出名的。
They were noted for their logical speaking.
他们是最有这个逻辑性的言语和出名的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
the reason why God is able to open his heart, as it were,
神能够向他们把他的话打开，
not because someone is intelligent,
不是因着他们特别有智慧，
but because someone has a heart for him,
因为他们有一个心向着神。
It is not the mind, it is the heart,
不是他们的思想，而是他们的心。
It is love,
是爱。
Because the Ephesian believers that love the Lord.
因为以弗所的信徒他们爱主。
They love the Lord with an undying love.
他们有那一个不死的爱去爱主。
And therefore you find Paul was able to pour out the full counsel of God to them.
你就发现保罗能够倾倒出神永远的旨意在他们的身上。
What a glorious beginning it was.
那是多么荣耀的开始。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
when you read the letter in Revelation chapter 2.
当你读启示录第二章书信的时候，
You find outwardly they were able to maintain everything just as it were before.
你发现外表他们能够维持本来的现象。
They still have labor, they still have work.
他们仍然有劳碌，仍然有工作。
They still have the knowledge of discernment.
他们仍然能够分辨，有分辨的知识。
They were able to discern the false apostles from the true apostles.
他们能够分辨出真使徒与假使徒。
And they were still rejecting the Nicolaitans.
他们仍然在那里这个拒绝尼格拉一党的。
And that is to say the clergy system.
就是当时分为圣品阶级的这些的教导。
So you find everything seemed to be right.
好像一切都很准确。
But inwardly, something was missing.
但是里面少了一些的东西。
And what was missing was the most essential thing.
他们缺乏的乃是最重要的。
After the Lord mentioned to them that you have this and that and all these things.
主说你们有这个有那个。
But the Lord said, I am against you.
但主说我反对你们。
I am against you.
我反对你们。
Why?
为什么?
Because you have lost your first love.
因为你们失去了那起初的爱。
Outwardly, everything went on as usual.
外面一切都照常进行。
But inwardly,
但是里面
something was missing.
少了一些东西。
What the Lord look for are not these outward things.
主所要的不是这些外面的。
What he looked for is that inward spirit.
他要得到的乃是里面的。
He was looking for himself.
他在那里寻找他自己。
Because God is love.
因为神是爱。
Our Lord Jesus is love.
我们的主耶稣是爱。
When love is missing,
当没有爱的时候，
You'll find nothing satisfied the Lord's heart.
没有任何东西能够满足主的心。
The testimony was gone.
那一个见证消失了。
The form was there.
那个外表还在。
But the testimony was gone.
但见证没有了。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
here you'll find our Lord began to call them to repent.
主在这里呼召他们要悔改。
In spite of all these outward goodness,
虽然有这些外面的这些的优点，
they needed to repent.
他们需要悔改。
They needed to know where did they fall.
他们要知道他们在哪里坠落。
And to be restored to do the first work.
然后就从哪里恢复到起初。
And then you find at the end of that letter,
你发现在这书信的末后，
He who has ear, let him hear.
凡有耳的就应当听。
What the Spirit says to the churches.
圣灵向众教会所说的话。
He who overcomes.
得胜的。
The Lord is calling for overcomers.
主在那里呼召得胜者。
You know, the testimony of Jesus was entrusted to the whole church.
耶稣基督的见证已经托付给整个的教会。
Only when the whole church bears that witness,
当整个的教会带出这个见证，
that testimony is complete.
那个见证就完整。
But when the whole began to fall away,
当整个的教会在那里坠落的时候，
God begins to call for overcomers.
神就开始呼召得胜者。
Now who are the overcomers?
谁是得胜者呢？
The overcomers are those who respond to the call of God.
得胜者乃是那些回应主呼召的。
God has revealed himself to them.
神把他自己启示给他们。
But they have lost their vision.
但他们失掉了他们的看见。
They have lost their revelation.
他们吃掉了他们的启示。
They do not live according to that vision.
他们没有照着他们的意象来活。
They were disobedient to the heavenly vision.
他们违背了那从天上来的意象。
But those who overcome.
但是那些得胜的。
Overcome what?
得胜什么？
Overcome that falling away from the vision of Jesus.
得胜他们从耶稣基督的启示里面所坠落的。
They respond to the call.
他们对这个呼召有回应。
They repent of their failure.
他们从他们的失败的里面悔改。
And they return to the first love.
他们转回到那起初的爱。
The overcomers are not someone Superman.
那些得胜者并不是一些超人。
Super Christians.
一些特别的基督徒。
The overcomers are the normal Christians.
得胜者乃是那正常的基督徒。
When everyone becomes abnormal.
当其他的人都变为不正常的时候。
There are some by the grace of God.
有一些借着神的恩典。
They respond to the call of God.
他们向神的呼召有回应。
They repent of their sins.
他们从罪里面悔改。
And they return to the Lord.
他们转回归向主。
They took up the responsibility of bearing the testimony of Jesus.
他们负起耶稣基督见证的责任。
And they took up that responsibility for the whole church.
他们为传教会负起耶稣基督见证的责任。
They do not separate themselves from the church.
他们没有与教会分开。
But they try to take the responsibility for the whole church.
但是他们要为了整个教会来担起这个见证的责任。
And these are the overcomers.
这些是得胜者。
And with these overcomers,
借着这些的得胜者
The Lord is able to maintain His testimony on earth.
主就能够维持他在地上的见证。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
this call to overcome is also here.
这一个得胜者的呼召今天也在这里。
God is calling us to overcome.
神呼召我们做得胜者。
We find even in our time,
我们发现在我们这个时刻
how the church has failed,
教会如何的失落
in the testimony of Jesus,
特别是在耶稣基督见证的上面
You know the success and the failure of the church,
一个教会的成功或者失败
is measured only by one thing,
只是用一件事情来测量。
It is measured by the testimony of Jesus.
就是在这里看有没有耶稣基督的见证。
A church may outwardly seem to be very successful.
哦，教会从外表看看可能是一个很成功的教会。
It may have lots of people.
可能有许多的人。
It may have lots of activities.
有很多的活动。
And may have done lots of good.
也做很多的好事情。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
God measures a church only with one standard.
神只用一个标准来审查他的教会。
And that is the testimony of Jesus.
那就是耶稣基督的见证。
Whether the testimony of Jesus is faithfully born.
是不是耶稣基督见证能够忠心的在那里带出来。
Or whether it has failed.
或者在那里失败了。
So brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
This is what we find.In the Word of God.
这是在神话里面我们所看到的。
Now I'm just trying to fill in what I haven't said yesterday.
我就是要补充一下我昨天没有讲的。
Now we'll come to what we want to share this morning.
那我们现在要讲今天我们要讲的。
The first morning we mentioned about our testimony.
头一天早上我们讲到我们的见证。
And the second morning we mentioned about the church as the vessel of the testimony.
第二天我们讲到教会乃是 耶稣基督见证的器皿。
Now today, we were like to turn, as it were, from the testimony to the witness.
今天我们要讲从见证讲到见证人。
We have the testimony of Jesus entrusted to us.
我们有这个见证托付给我们。
We are his witnesses.
我们是他的见证人。
You remember when our Lord was on earth.
我们记得当我们的主在地上的时候。
He told his people.
他对他的人讲。
In the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音里面。
When he was with his disciples.
当他与他的门徒在一起的时候。
He said, when the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth shall come.
和真理的圣灵要来到
He shall bear witness of me
他要为我做见证
And you too shall bear witness of me
你们也要为我做见证
Because you are with me from the very beginning
因为你们是从起初与我同在的
And then of course we know
我们也知道
Before the ascension of our Lord Jesus
在我们的主升天以前
How he committed his testimony to his own people.
他如何地把他的见证托付给属于他的人
In Matthew chapter 28,
在马太28章的里面
He said, go ye and disciple all nations.
他说你们要去使万民做我的门徒
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施浸
And whatever I have enjoined you,You instruct them.
凡我所吩咐你们的都教导他们。
And I will be with you to the end of the ages.
我就与你们同在直到世界的末了。
It is essential he told us it's a Bible.
哦，这是圣经里面告诉我们。
When the Holy Spirit comes, he shall be my witnesses.
哦，当圣灵降临的时候，他要为我做见证。
So in the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以在圣灵的大能底下。
We are to be his witnesses.
我们要成为他的见证人。
Now what are we to witness to?
那我们要做什么见证？
We witness to what we have seen and heard.
我们要为我们所听见所看见的做见证。
We witness to what we have experienced of our Lord Jesus.
我们要为我们经历的主来做见证。
We bear witness that this is true.
我们要做见证说这是真理。
This is reality.
这是实际。
This is what we are to do.
这是我们要做的。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
How do we bear witness to the testimony?
我们如何的做见证
What are the ways that we will bear witness to the testimony?
我们如何的把见证带出来
Now we find that there are two ways to bear witness to our testimony.
我们发现有两个方法来为我们来做见证
And these two cannot be separated.
这两个是不能够分开的
If our witness is to be powerful.
如果我们的见证要带着能力
These two things must go together.
这两件事要连在一起
Number one.
第一
The way we bear the testimony of Jesus is by our word.
我们做见证第一个路乃是借着我们的话
Bearing testimony is not something silent
做见证不能寂寞不能不讲话
We have to speak out what we have seen and heard
我们要把我们所见过所听过的传讲出去
You know in the Old Testament time
在旧约的里面
If you have seen something and heard something,
如果你看见什么，听见什么
，if something happened and you were there,
如果有一些事情发生，你在那里
，and you refuse to speak out,
你拒绝把它讲出来
，you refuse to bear testimony,
你拒绝做见证
，it is considered as a sin,
这会看为是一个罪。
So what we have seen and heard.
所以我们所看见所听见的
How do we bear witness to it?
我们怎么样为它做见证
We bear witness to it by our word.
我们要借着我们的话
Look at our Lord Jesus.
看看我们的主
Now he is the word.
他就是 那话。
In the beginning was the Word.
太初有道。
And the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
道与神同在，道就是神。
Word.
一些话。
Why is it is the Word?
为什么它是那话呢？
Because it's God's speech.
因为它是神的言语。
He speaks out to us what God is.
因为借着他就说出了神的所至。
No one had ever seen God.
没有人见过神。
But the one who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
只有在父怀里的独生子把他表明出来。
So when our Lord Jesus was on earth.
所以当我们的主在地上的时候。
Even though the scripture does not tell us,much about his early life.
虽然圣经没有告诉我们他童年的生活。
From his childhood until he was 30 years old.
从孩童直到他30岁。
The Bible recorded very little of it.
圣经记载了不是很多关于主的事情。
We didn't hear any word from him.
我们没有听到他讲什么话。
The only word we heard from him was when he was 12 years old.
我们只是听过他12岁所说过的话。
You know, when he was 12 years old,
当他12岁的时候，
he went to Jerusalem to the temple.
他到耶路撒冷到圣殿里面去。
Now we wonder if it was the day of his bar mitzvah.
我们知道是不是他 bar mitzvah 那一个时候。
You know, with Jewish boys, when they reached the age of 12 or today 13.
你知道犹太的孩童那个时候是12岁，如今是13岁。
These boys will become sons of the law.
他们就成年了，他们就成为这个成年的律法之子。
Before that, they were trained in their home.
在这个日子以前，他们是在家里面接受教导。
Or they may be trained in the synagogue.
可能是在会堂里面受教
，to study the law，
还学习律法。
But when they reached that age，
当他们到了那个年龄
，there was a ceremony，
那里有一个礼仪
，saying that this boy has reached manhood，
说这个孩子如今成年了
，so he could be a son of the law，
所以他就能够成为律法之子。
He becomes a member of the synagogue，
他就成为会堂里面的一个分子。
He has the right to ask questions and to answer questions.
他在会堂里面有权利问问题，也有权利回答问题。
So we wonder whether it was at that time.
所以我们猜想可能是那个日子。
That our Lord, when he was 12, he went to the temple in Jerusalem.
我们的主12岁的时候到耶路撒冷圣殿里面去。
And he was made a son of the law.
他成为律法之子。
But with our Lord Jesus, it was so different.
我们的主是与我们不一样。
With the other Jewish boys, they just gone through this ceremony.
其他犹太的孩童他们就是过了这样的礼仪。
But with our Lord Jesus,
但在我们的主的身上，
it came upon him a deep consciousness.
在他良心的里面有一个很厉害的事情发生。
The son of the law to him was not just a formality.
成为律法之子对他来讲并不是一个仪式而已。
It was something very real to him.
对他来讲是那样的真实。
So when his parents left,
所以当他的父母离开的时候，
he may remain in the temple.
他仍然留在会堂里面。
And after 3 days, his parents found him there.
三天以后他的父母回来找到他。
And they found that he was in the midst of these scribes.
他就发现他跟文士们在一起。
And he was asking questions.
他在那里问问题。
And he was answering questions.
他在那里也回答问题。
And people wonder where he came such intellect.
人说他哪里来这样的智慧。
And his mother said to him, Son, why do you do this to us?
他的母亲对他说，儿子，你为什么这样对我们？
How it worried us.
叫我们那么的担心。
He spent 3 days trying to find you.
我们用三天的时间要寻找你。
And our Lord spoke.
我们的主说话了。
He said,
他说，
Why do you do this?
说你为什么这样做？
Do you not know that I must be occupied with my father's business?
难道你不知道我应该以我父的事情为念吗？
He spoke the truth.
他讲出真理。
But he was young.
他仍然很年幼。
He was still a minor.
他仍然是一个未成年的人。
So he obeyed his parents.
所以他顺服他的父母。
He went back and obeyed them.
他回家顺服他们。
And also he began to learn carpentry.
所以他就学习做木匠。
He later on was labeled as the carpenter.
他最后就说他成为那木匠。
In other words,
换一句话说
his carpentry work is different.
他木匠的工作是跟别人不一样。
It is excellent.
是非常好的。
It is perfect.
是完美的。
Now that's the only thing we know.
我们只知道这些。
The only word we heard.
这是我们只听到他讲的一句话。
For 30 years, he was hidden and silent.
他是那样的隐藏，那样的静默。
But it was just a preparation.
但那只不过是预备。
And then you'll find when he was 30 years old,
当他30岁的时候
he stepped out.
他站起来。
And he began to preach.
他开始传讲
the kingdom of God.
讲到神的国
repent.
悔改
for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn near.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And from that time onward,
从那个时候开始
you'll find he began to travel through villages and cities.
你就发现他在各个乡村城市里面那里巡游。
From Galilee to Judea.
从加利利到犹大地。
From Judea to Galilee.
从犹大地到加利利。
Passing through Samaria.
哦，经过撒玛利亚。
And there you find he preached.
在那里他传讲。
He preached the kingdom of God.
他传讲神的国。
He declared the testimony of God.
他宣告神的见证。
He called people to return to God.
他那里呼叫人叫他们转向神。
He spoke out his testimony.
他把他的见证宣讲出去。
He told people that I was sent.
他告诉别人我是被差来的。
I didn't come on my own.
我不是自己来的。
I didn't speak out of myself.
我不是为我自己讲的。
I speak what I have heard of the Father.
我讲的乃是我听见父所讲的。
He was faithful to his Father.
他向着他的父是那样的忠心。
He was faithful to the testimony of God.
他向着神的见证是那么忠心。
Even when he was taken.
当他被取去的时候
He was brought to Caiaphas house
他被捉拿到提亚法的地方
And you find how they accuse him of many things
你看到他们在那里要 指控他很多的事情
Many witnesses
有许多的见证
Trying to say that Jesus did this, Jesus said that
说耶稣做这个耶稣做那个
And finally someone came up and said He saidDestroy the temple, and he can restore it in 3 days.
有人在做见证说，这个人说他可以摧毁圣殿，然后三天把它盖起来。
But all these witnesses were vain.
这些的见证很多都是虚空的。
But there was no proof.
因为那些都是虚假，没有证据的。
These are false witnesses.
因为这些都是假见证。
And you remember Caiaphas challenged our Lord Jesus.
你知道当时有人就在那里对主耶稣讲。
Did you hear all what these witnesses say?
你们听到这些见证人讲的吗?
Why do you not defend yourself?
为什么你自己不为自己来辩护呢?
The Lord was silent.
我们的主静默。
He didn't say anything.
他没有说什么。
So finally, Caiaphas in exasperation began to take oath.
所以最后拿亚法在那里很重的在那里说
In the name of God
奉神的名
Tell us
告诉我们
Whether you are the Christ the Son of God
你是不是基督神的儿子
The Lord said you have said it
主说你说的是
Not only that
不单这样
You will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the throne of God and comingIn power.
你还要看到神的儿子在父的右边 带着大能临天而降。
And he was sentenced to death because of this.
为着这个原因，他被判死刑。
He bore witness to himself.
他为自己做见证。
Because that is his testimony.
因为那是他的见证。
And whenever he was challenged, he spoke out.
当他有人在那里指责挑战他的时候，他就讲出来。
He was silent to everything else.
他对于其他都是静默的。
But so far as the testimony was concerned, he spoke out.
但提到见证的时候，他一定讲话。
Even if it meant death to him.
就算那一个话带到他被判死刑。
And they took him to the governor.
所以他们就把他带到总督那里去。
And again you find people began to accuse him of many, many things.
你就发现这些人指控他许多的事情。
But our Lord didn't say a word.
但我们的主一句话也没有讲。
He didn't care what they say about him.
他根本不注意他们所讲的。
So finally,
最后
Pontius Pilate said,
比拉多说
Did you hear all the things that you are accused of?
你有没有听到这些人指控你的话？
Why didn't you say a word?
为什么你不讲话呢？
According to our Roman custom,
根据我们罗马的传统，
We gave the defender a chance to defend himself.
我们给这个被告人有权利来为自己辩护。
To face his accusers.
来面对这些指控他的人。
Now why is it you do not take that opportunity?
为什么你不争取这个机会？
The Lord was silent.
主静默。
He wouldn't answer him.
他不回答他。
So finally, Pilate said.
最后比拉多说。
Are you the king of the Jews?
你是犹太人的王吗？
Our Lord said, you have said it.
我们的主说，你说的是。
I am born king.
我生下来是做王的。
But I'm the king of the truth.
那是我是真理的王。
And you know our Lord was sentenced because of this testimony.
你知道我们的主为了他这样做见证而被判刑。
But he was a faithful witness before Pontius Pilate.
他在比拉多面前他是一个忠贞的见证人。
He bore the faithful testimony.
他带出那忠心的见证。
With his word.
用他的话。
And then you find the same thing with apostles.
你发现使徒们也是这样。
From the day of Pentecost onward.
从五旬节开始
，They began to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他们在那里传耶稣基督的福音。
You remember in chapter 4 of Acts.
你知道在使徒行传第四章的里面
，How Peter and John,
彼得跟约翰
，How they the Lord used them to perform a miracle.
主用着他们行神迹。
A beggar who was lame.
一个残疾的人他是瘸腿的。
And he was sitting at the gate called Beautiful.
他在那个殿的美门那里。
Asking for alms.
他在那里做乞丐。
So when Peter and John came to the temple.
所以当彼得跟约翰进圣殿的时候。
Now this beggar looked at them expecting some alm.
这个乞丐希望能够他们给他一点的施舍。
And Peter looked at him.
彼得看着他。
And saw there's faith in him.
看他里面有这个信心。
And he said, gold and silver I have none.
他说金银我都没有。
But in the name of Jesus, I command you to get up.
我奉耶稣基督的名吩咐你起来。
And this man stood up.
这个人就起来。
He leaptAnd he jumped.
他就跳起来。
A miracle was performed.
行了神迹。
There was a story about this.
那里有一个这样的故事。
Once upon a time,
有一次
when Thomas Aquinas, that famous theologian,
当这个伟大的神学家汤姆斯
he was visiting the Pope.
他去看教皇。
And the Pope showed him all the wealth of Vatican.
这个教皇就叫他看梵蒂冈一切的财富。
And the Pope told Thomas.
这个教皇就告诉汤姆斯。
We no longer to say gold and silver have we none.
我们不再说金银我都没有吗。
And Thomas replied.
汤姆斯回答说。
But neither can you say jump up.
你也不能够说叫你起来。
And because of this,
因着这一个事情，这些事情
，John and Peter were taken into custody.
约翰跟彼得被捕
，and they were taken to the Sanhedrin.
他们就给抓到官长的门 的面前
，and you find these Pharisees, priests.And scribes.
你就发现这些法利赛人、祭司、文士
，and they forbade them to speak in the name of Jesus.
他们不允许他们奉耶稣基督的名讲话。
They forbade them to proclaim that Jesus was risen.
他们禁止他宣告耶稣已经复活了。
And you know what Peter and John said.
你知道彼得跟约翰怎么说
？To listen to man or to God.
说是听人的话还是听神的话
？What do you think is the right thing？
你认为哪样才是对的呢
？What we have seen and heard，
我们所听见、所看见的
，We cannot help but preach it。
我们一定要宣讲我们所听见、所看见的。
They were beaten，
他们被打
，but they were glad，
但是他们里面喜乐
，worthy to suffer。For the name of Jesus.
他们为耶稣基督受苦觉得是值得的。
They went back to their own company.
所以他们就回到他们自己的地方。
They told the brothers and sisters what had happened.
他们就告诉弟兄姊妹所发生的事情。
What was their response?
他们的回应是什么？
They prayed together with one accord.
他们就同心合意的高声祷告。
Ask the Lord to give them boldness to preach Jesus Christ.
求主给他们胆量来宣讲耶稣基督。
The house shook.
房子被震动
They were filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们被圣灵充满
And they preached Christ Jesus with boldness.
他们宣讲耶稣基督有大能在那里宣讲
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
The way that we bear witness to the testimony of Jesus with our words.
我们为耶稣基督做见证要用着我们的话
The word
话
is not only powerful to man,
不单只对人来讲是大有能力
it is also powerful even to the unseen world.
对于那看不见的幽暗世界也是带着能力
We find in Revelation chapter 12,
我们发现在启示录十二章的里面
it is said they overcome the accuser.
说他胜过那控告的
by the blood of the lamb
是因着以羔羊的血
and by the word of their testimony
说他们自己所见证的道
so you find the word of the testimony
你发现这个见证的道
is not only powerful to the world
不单只对于世界来讲是大有能力
even to the unseen world
对于那些看不见的世界也是这样
But dear brothers and sisters,
当亲爱的弟兄姊妹
What makes the word so powerful?
什么叫这些话那么有能力
Is the name of Jesus a magic word?
难道耶稣基督的名是那样是一个很像魔术一样吗
Right. Now you remember a very interesting, humorous incident.
你记得一个很有趣的事情。
In Acts chapter 19.
在使徒行传第十九章里面
When the word of God was powerful in Ephesus
当神的话是那样的大有权柄在以弗所的时候
you know, there were seven sons of the high priest.
因为在那里有大祭司的七个儿子
the seven sons of Sceva, the high priest.
在那里大祭司示基瓦的七个儿子
and they were exorcists.
他们这些人都是赶鬼。
And now they notice the Paul.
他们发现保罗
how effective he was in casting out demons.
他是那么有能力来赶鬼。
So they watch him.
所以他们就看他。
And they found Paul only used the name of Jesus.
保罗只用耶稣的名字。
That's the trick.
这个是那个秘诀。
It's much better than the magic words they used before.
是比他们用的这个法术这个名字更有用。
So when they came to exorcise that demon possessed person.
所以他们在那个要赶鬼的时候呢
,and they said, I command you in the name of Jesus, preach by Paul.
所以他们说我奉保罗所传讲耶稣基督的名来吩咐你。
And the devil said, Jesus I know.
这个鬼说我认识耶稣。
Paul I know.
我也认识保罗。
But who are you?
那你是谁啊
?So that man that a demon possessed jumped upon them.
所以就被鬼附的就跳到他们身上。
And make them naked.
叫他们赤身露体。
And hurt.
叫他们受伤。
And they fled away.
他们就逃跑了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
what makes the word so powerful?
是什么叫这些话那么有大能呢
if it is just word,
如果只是一些话
empty word,
一些空话
it doesn't work,
那没有用的。
But the power of the word,
但是这话语的大能
is because there's something backing it up.
因为后面有一些东西来支持它。
So you find the way we witness for the Lord,
你发现我们是这样的为主做见证的时候
It's not only this matter of the word
不光光是讲到这些话的问题
You'll find that it is also a matter of our life
这是讲到我们的生命
Word without life is empty
没有生命的话是空的
You have to have a life that back up that word
你要有那个生命来支持的这些话
That word really means something to you.
这些的话对你是有意义的。
It's not hearsay.
只不光光是一些的言辞。
It is a word that you personally are related to.
这些话是你跟你自己有直接关系的。
It is a word that you experience yourself.
这些话是你自己所经历过的。
It is backed up by a life.
是用一个生命来支持这些话。
That's where how the testimony, the witness is powerful.
这说出为什么这些话的见证是大有能力。
Look at our Lord Jesus.
看看我们的主耶稣。
Why is it that every word that comes out of his mouth is powerful?
为什么每一句话从他口里出来都是带着大能
?Just a word and the demon is cast out.
就是一句话。鬼就赶出去
Because behind that word, there is a life.
在这个话的后面有一个生命
A life that is totally given to God.
那个生命完全是神给的
When he came into this world,
当他来到这个世界
it was prophesied of him.
他在已经预言他的领导
Sacrifice and offerings God does not want.
燔祭跟这些的奉献不是神所要的。
Lo, I come to do thy will.
你看我来是要行父的旨意。
You have prepared for me a body.
你为我预备了一个身体。
I come to do thy will.
我来是要行你的旨意。
Your law is written upon my heart.
哦，你的律法写在我的心上。
Throughout the life of our Lord Jesus.
哦，从我们主耶稣的一生里面。
How he was obedient absolutely to his father.
他是那样绝对的顺服他的父。
His whole life was governed by the Father's will.
哦，他的一生是在他父的旨意的管理底下。
If it is his Father's will for him to drink that bitter cup.
哦，父的旨意叫他喝这苦杯。
Even if it means defilement to his purity.
哦，就算能够哦叫沾染他的纯正纯洁。
Even if it may mean such misunderstanding.
哦，就算带来那么大的误会。
Because he pleased the Father all his life.
因为他一生就是那样讨父的喜悦。
There was never any distance between him and the Father.
他与父没有分开。
He and the Father were one.
他与父原为一。
The Father is holy, he is holy.
父是圣，神圣的，他也是神圣。
The Father is righteous, he is righteous.
父是公义的，他也是公义的。
He and the Father are one.
他与父原为一。
But one day,
但有一天，
it is the Father's will,
是父的旨意，
that he should become the sin bearer of the world.
他就成为整个世界背负的。
He who knew no sin,
他根本没有罪。
Not only he hadn't committed anything,
他不单止没有犯过任何的罪。
He did not know what sin was.
他根本就不认识罪是什么。
And yet he wants to become sin for us.
为我们成为罪。
How could he take it?
他怎么能够这样接受？
In the Garden of Gethsemane,
在科西玛尼园里面，
he struggled over this.
他在那里挣扎。
Father,
父啊，
if it is possible,
若是可行，
let this cup be removed from me.
叫这杯挪去。
But not my will.
但不要照我的意思。
Thy will be done.
还要照你的意思。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Throughout his life,
在他一生的里面，
there is a life,
那有一个生命，
to the testimony of God.
就是为着神的见证。
God is God to him.
哦，神对于他是神。
God is absolute to him.
神对于他是绝对的。
He lived for that testimony.
他为了这个见证而活。
He died for that testimony.
他为了这个见证而死。
And because of such a life,
因着这一个生命。
So whatever he says,
他不论讲什么，
is powerful.
都带着能力。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
the same is true.
所以真理也是这样。
With us today.
也对我们也是这样。
How can our witness be effective.
我们的见证怎么能够有果效呢？
Yes, we should speak out.
我们要讲。
Whenever people ask us,
当人问我们的时候，
What is the reason of your hope?
你们的盼望是什么？
We must be prepared to tell them.
我们要预备好告诉他们。
This is our responsibility.
这是我们的责任。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姊妹们，
if our lifeDoes not match with our word.
如果我们的生命配不上我们的言语，
our testimony is weak.
我们的见证就软弱。
In Revelation chapter 12,
在启示录十二章的里面，
he said they overcome.The accuser.
那位说弟兄胜过他。
You know, the they there refers to the man child.
那位说他们这些是指啊人的孩子们。男孩子。